knocked out. Things quieted down for a while at 11 o'clock. And now after those other ones that they had dropped in earlier, they finally got us pinpointed. And they practically dropped us that thing in our back pockets.
All right, wait a minute. Now this is interesting. C Company 48 dug in here, parallel to the road. This is that same map we were looking at earlier.
Okay.
And here's A and B Company, and this is where
A and B is
fire,
where we
friendly
A
fire.
And B is where is this it right here? Is that?
Yeah. This position.
A and B here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
the swamp then has got to be towards Aston, right in here. There was one field between us and the swamp, and that had rutabaga or something like that growing in it. From there, we went up the road that went through the swamp. A Company men branched off and went up to, I'm assuming it was Tucker that led them up there, or possibly heading around, right, told them to go or whatever, because he was B. And then we went on, and unless we went cross country, we did not go up that Aston Road. We never got, we were going up blind until they we finally come out to the road. We crossed the road, and right after that, they put us with our backs to the road, and the Germans came out of the woods parallel.
You know, that looks like what they're calling on this map the C Company positions, because these guys got their backs to the woods, and
no, we had our backs to the road.
Our backs to the road, I mean, yeah, I mean this line is facing
the Aston Road. We had our backs to the Aston Road.
Right. This is the yellow is the Aston Road here.
Yeah.
And this green position here looks like what you're describing to me. Two Mark IVs hid in houses.
No, that's not. See, there was nothing like that with us.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be C Company. We're on down
all
here.
Right. All right. Here's five light tanks, 87th Recon, here during night, moved behind TDs at daylight.
Yeah, see, that's down the road from us.
All right.
And we're back towards Aston further.
All right.
Now we're where the as far as they got, the Germans, that is, as far as I know.
All right, let me go back to that other one then and see what the coordinates were. It was 669096 was the final stop. Now let's go back to this one. Now this is 07. Where's the other coordinates? I don't see it. 07. Wait a minute, what was that? 669096. So that sounds like it's talking. Yeah, here's 07. Yeah, that's talking about way down here. No wonder I couldn't get that to match. All right. So that's this map is actually closer to mile than I thought it was.
Yeah. Is this A48 here?
Now this is battalion headquarters.
Oh.
I don't know what the R2 is.
Well, they damn sure wasn't up the road ahead of us. What's this saying here?
This is talking about Jorgensen's M10 on fire, crew wounded, all crew men. I have to blow that up.
And what's this say up here? Up to the
heck, we're in a different software program. This is all right. Phelan tank here, unable to fire because Phelan had firing mechanism. At Jorgensen's position, Phelan came back on foot, started at 0800, arrived here. And this is, here is precisely where the 48th headquarters flag is shown.
Now, this is all something that doesn't apply to...
Five medium tanks, 31st Tank Battalion, in this area.
There was no tank firing that I heard, not until the Germans came down the road.
Yeah, this...
The
final
this stop.
I think this map is closer to
Mayel,
yeah. Yeah, I'd always thought it was farther back, but I guess it wasn't.
The one that, where you got final stop, it looks like you're going to be as close as you're going to get to.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, because that's what they actually said, final stop.
Here's the woods. There's a road. But that says C-48 there.
Mm-hmm.
B-48 at the final stop, because the Germans went through C-48 to get down to where we were.
Right, yeah, well, that's why the final stop is behind C-48's position.
Right. Now, the Germans did come out, and I thought there was a road up through there that they had been on because there was a house out there in that field. The tanks come out up here beyond the final stop somewhere and come down to that house. The Germans infantry surrendered to them. We were pulled back then, and at a right angle to the road where it says final stop. I don't know, there's a road coming out of the swamp, but whether we come out on that or not, I have no recollection. I don't know whether we come out through the swamp this far and then went cross country till we got to that point or what.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't see. You didn't know where.
You got two roads coming out of the swamp crossing the Aston.
Yeah,
road.
Well, this is way down here. That can't be where we came out.
Yeah.
Now, did we come out some other way and up here, or did we go cross country, hit the road, and go up there? But here is the woods.
Mm-hmm.
There is a road there.
Coming out of the northwest.
But there's no. Well, this goes so far up here. That can't. Well, when we back came changed, but
and this,
we didn't go across.
This is only a mile right here.
Yeah, well, like I said, the Germans came in a single column, running, and we were using tracers on them to try to tell how high we had to aim our rifles to get over in their area. It had to be enough that it made them take cover on at that house.
Mm-hmm.
So we must have had some of them whistling around their ears.
Now there's that might be a black dot right there. I don't know. That one could be too.
But is there a road that goes up there or not? Maybe there's just a little back.
It's hard to tell.
Like a dirt road or something.
Because this picture just doesn't have the...
That looks possible, because it was quite a long distance. Now, we got to be down in here somewhere, firing on them up there. Long distance. What, 1,000 yards? Or?
Well, this is about a half a mile right here.
Well, we weren't that far from the road. Maybe a football field up there, if that far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know as it was, but we did have to go back a ways and then up the road and to get back to where this irrigation ditch or whatever was there at right angles to the road where most of the men, I guess, spread out down in.
Well, let's see what this looked like on Google Earth. Let's zoom out. All right, so here's this swamp.
Now, what's this 996096? What do you call that?
Those are the coordinates for the final stop. Where Where's Aston? Oh, here's Aston. All right, so I'm too far. There's the road. Here's Aston. All right. Now here's the swamp where we were talking about initially. Now this spot, let me go back to that other map. See, now this may be where the road got straightened. Yeah, because, all right, there's a definite bend kind of heading more straight west, and then it heads back north. Let's see if we can find that. Yeah, see that? I don't see that bend.
That would take that house then, where I was at, and oh boy, that's a drop.
You know what? Wait a minute. Look at this. If this is the road right here, if this is the old road, let's see if that is what shows up. Did it go through Hoisden? Yes, it did. This is, all right, this is where the roads are different. See, now the road goes like this.
Ah, would it miss? They got the final stop right here.
Yeah.
The road would have straightened about from that point on.
Yeah, let's go back to this one now. So here we are. All right, so somewhere, let's go back again to this. Right about, all right, so that was, the swamp ends here, the woods are here. Let's see if we can, swamp ends here.
This is the new road, huh?
Yeah, from here, this part on, see the road branched, the old road went, took this bend, kind of leveling off to a more westerly course, and went through Hoisden. And then into Aston.
Okay.
Now it goes past Aston to the east.
Okay, then we don't know for sure where the final stop was on that.
Yeah, let's zoom in on this and see if we can do some good here.
Is that a farm community there? A house and barn and such as that?
Yes.
What's this? Let's see, it wouldn't be up there.
Yeah.
What's this right here?
Yeah, that's another barn. But let's, wait a minute, I'm going to go back to this one more time. All right, so there's this road here. Let's see if we can locate that. I don't see that V shape. See, there's that V. I don't know if that's there anymore or not, but.
You mean this V here, here, and here?
Yeah, those two roads come together in an inverted V. And I'm not
well,
seeing...
here's the swamp. What's this here? Road?
Yeah, the Peel Way.
Oh, that's a canal?
No, that's a road. But here's where it took the bend to go to the west.
Right here.
Yeah, this is the old road right here. Going off to the west. The yellow is the new road, the
N2. Of course, you don't see the woods, so you don't know.
Yeah, now the woods, that's probably the what's left of the woods now.
Well, 50 years later, that might have been more of it.
Well, actually, the shape is not that different. Look at that. It's still pretty similar. That's an unusual shape.
Maybe some of this has been cleared out.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. But
we'll go back to that one again.
Wait a second. This and that. So this kind of comes over. Yeah, this is that road, you know, that you were pointing to before that comes out. Let me zoom that. See, there's it's tree-lined road right there.
Well, they were coming down, and after they got out of the woods, they weren't complete. They weren't, there was no trees along the road they were running. They come out of the woods, and now they're in open.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Let me go back to this. So if they come out here, now there's a road.
That looks like that might be a road in there and a building or two.
Well, and that matches what we're seeing here. You know, they come out here and then there's this road. So they come out here and there's this road and it comes over here and meets another road. Wait a second. Comes over here and meets another road. I'm not seeing another road. Oh, here. Is this it? Comes out here, comes over here. This inverted V just is not showing up here. Let me zoom back out a bit and see if maybe it's more visible that way.
Now, is this the woods or is this the woods?
This is the woods because it's got that unusual shape. See? It's very similar.
It goes through that.
There is a little woods here. You know, that's the one, this one. Actually, let's see. Maybe that can help.
Now, where is C-48 at? Can you figure that out?
Yeah, I mean, if this is that other woods, then
C-48 was down the road a ways from us.
C-48 would have been here.
Well, you wouldn't think that they would have came out attacking us up here somewhere.
Well, yeah, you would have been back this way. So C-48 was just south of where the split is now at between the old and the new road. So let's see if we can use that to figure out where you were at. C-48 was here. Yeah, see, this road has been redone.
Or could it be... Did they just straighten out that one little piece? Go back to that other thing, I'll show you.
Well, yeah, it goes through here now, but...
See here?
This is new. This sort of curve.
I see they got... What's these two lines, though?
Well, the road splits. There's probably a bridge there or something.
I see here, a road there and a road there.
Yeah.
And then they come back together here. They split there, come back together there.
Yeah, see, this was not there at the time. At the time, the road... went like this. Now they've put this
curve
and they've put this separation where this now goes straight up here and goes east of Aston.
Now see, here's a group of buildings here which was down there in the area where the woods was. If they came out of this one and
let's blow this up
and went out like this. But I don't see any road that they would have been on.
Yeah, but well, and that's because they've completely restructured this. I mean, this has radically changed. But this is where,
Down the road from us, there was a large group of farm buildings, but that don't look like a farm community there right now. Or does it? Yeah, that silo looks, silo?
That's a truck, it looks like. Wait a minute, let me blow it up some more.
Are those individual houses or what? That looks like, that don't look like a... No, that's something, look at parking places or whatever, cars parked or something. That's,
well,
of course that's modern, right? But somewhere along there was...
No, I think...
Down the road, I could see it. You could see the barn and the house.
I don't think... This is a parking lot, because if you see, this is completely in shadow, and this is not... I think this is a V-shaped roof that we're looking at straight down.
Okay.
So is this.
Hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, because see, this same pattern is on this
one.
Yeah. This is shadow, this is light. This
it really
is
don't look like a farm.
Yeah, it's too big to be a barn.
No, it's too big. Too close together, all the things and everything.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't know what it is now, but this point where the road splits is about where you were.
Well, then probably that house is no longer there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that if the road originally came like this, well, it came from here, and that's sort of curvy.
Where's that deep ditch that was along one side, and then the where it drops off down into the swamp area?
Here's a ditch right here. You can see the shadow there? See, and it goes along. Whoops. Come on, slow down. There it is. See the ditch?
I would say that building's no longer there.
I'll bet you it was right where this new major intersection is at. There's a whole lot of concrete there now. All right, I have to go take a nap.